Good day. My name is Andrew Milligan. I'm an independent economist and a board member of the Asia Scotland Institute. My topic today is the effects of the Russian-Ukraine war on Asia. Now, it's quite understandable that Europe has been the focus of attention for commentators and analysts. After all, European countries such as Poland are coping with 4 million refugees. The European Union is attempting a rapid transition away from its dependence on Russian oil and gas, whilst NATO is expanding its defences. The Russian-Ukraine war has wider effects around the world, though. So where does Asia stand? We need to step back and emphasise that the region's largest economy, China, was not in the best of places even before the war began. The surge in COVID infections has resulted in lockdowns in important centres such as Shanghai and Hong Kong. Business surveys are starting to respond. Forgive the jargon, but one example is the NBS Purchasing Managers Index, which fell sharply in March to its lowest reading since February 2020. The separate Caixin survey showed a second successive month of contraction in the manufacturing sector. Against this sort of backdrop, it's no surprise that economists are cutting back their forecasts for Chinese economic growth this year towards 5%, and that depends on further easing of monetary and fiscal policy to ensure the stability which President Xi so avidly desires in this important year for him politically. China's relations with Russia are the subject of much geopolitical speculation, and I could spend the whole of this podcast debating the issues. Suffice to say that the Chinese economy may be slowing, but it has become even more important to Russia as the recipient of exports of commodities, those raw materials which Russia will find increasingly difficult to send to other countries because of the Western sanctions. If we add together slower growth in Europe because of the Ukraine war and a slowdown in China caused by COVID, we should start to see noticeable weakness in the Asian manufacturing powerhouses such as South Korea and Japan. There are other channels as well, though, most notably food and energy prices. The United Nations reported that global food prices rose by a record 13% last month, the fastest rate in history. Commodity prices in general terms are up about 60% from a year ago, more, of course, for oil and natural gas. However, those figures are measured in dollars, so the increase is even worse for those Asian currencies, such as the Japanese yen, which have depreciated by 5%, perhaps 10% over the past year, depending on the currency. Energy importers across Asia face difficult times. The International Monetary Fund warns, for example, that higher energy prices will raise India's inflation, which was already at the top of the central bank's target range. Of course, there were winners as well as losers across Asia. Australia would be a prime example of a beneficiary. Another avenue which is well worth exploring is tourism. Thailand has, until recently, been one of the top 10 destinations for Russian visitors. Vietnam has its Little Russia resort. The Maldives is facing up to the prospect of the disappearance of those high-spending Russians. Perhaps even more of them will have to go to China in coming months. The role of the dollar as the basis for the global payment system also needs considering in the light of the war. The depth and the breadth of the financial sanctions affecting Russia will encourage many Asian organizations to consider diversifying their assets away from undue dependence on the American currency and banking system. There is a danger, of course, that such analysis becomes too pessimistic. Yes, economists are downgrading their expectations, but we are still a long way from recession. For example, the Asian Development Bank still suggests the region will grow by a little over 5% in 2022. To put such a figure into context, though, growth was about 7% last year. To sum up, Asia will be affected by a series of headwinds: food and energy inflation, financial volatility, reduced consumer and business confidence. So it's no surprise that the World Bank has warned that the Russia-Ukraine war is, quotes, the most serious risk, unquotes, to the region's growth outlook. On top of that, the Ukraine war is just one component of a far wider geopolitical struggle between the, quotes, Eastern and, quotes, Western economies. The invasion will cause, perhaps force, some Asian nations to have to choose sides. Asia is not the center of attention, but it faces its own problems too. Thank you very much.